It's our halacha Wednesday night.
So, our avelus on the churban beis hamikdash in the days leading up to Tisha B'Av is the 3 weeks. What do we have left in the 3 weeks? We don't listen to music and we don't shave, and we try as much as we can to listen to music without listening to music. And the 9 days, we don't do laundry and we don't wash ourselves, and we try as much as possible to do that also. So the actual het there, what's mutter to do the 9 days, I rather made a mistake. I used to think it was miktsas gufo. It's not miktsas gufo. It's only panov yoda viraglov in cold water. In other words, if you have dirt on you, you're allowed to take off the dirt. Arguably, even on Tisha B'Av, you can do that. There's different levels of dirt that you can take off Tisha B'Av, and that's only mutter the 9 days. But just to wash yourself around. So that's mutter, only cold water. The poskim allow you to add a little warm to take out the chill, if you can't do it with cold water, or it's too cold. So you can take out the chill, but it can't become a degree of warmth where it's comfortable, where it's gishmak, it's warm water, it's gishmak, that's what's not allowed. So you could take off the chill, but you can't make it comfortably warm. You can make it comfortably not cold, but you can't make it comfortably warm. It's a very good idea. You can't be nana from the heat. All the heat can be doing is take away the uncomfortableness of the chill. But if it's once it's warm enough that it's gishmak, that's what's not allowed. Now you can do ponov yoda viraglov only during the week. We're not talking about Friday now, which maybe there's more heterim for, but ponov yoda viraglov. Ponov means your whole face, and yodov is even the whole yad. The whole yad, not just, and the raglov is still the knee. That's what's mutter to do. Maybe it was more imperative to do raglov when they went bare feet. If they went bare feet, maybe not. Uncle Bonham, that's the heter. Ponov yoda viraglov in cold water. If you have dirt or perspiration that smells, sorry to talk like that, but you want to be very clear on the halacha, that pashtus has a din of dirt, and you could remove that, but that's like piecework. Like where it's dirty and where the source of the smell is coming from, that you can wash again with cold water. The place can allow warm water if that's what it takes to take off the dirt. If that's what it takes to take off the smell is warm water, so that's what you use. You're not supposed to do it with soap even. Soap adds a level of comfort to the rechitza, which is osur. But again, if you need the soap to take off the dirt to take off the perspiration, whatever, so then perspiration meaning that smells, then it's mutter. Just because you feel uncomfortable is really the idea of what Chazal wanted. They wanted you to feel uncomfortable, really, to spur you to think about the churban beis hamikdash. So to say, I got to take a shower. That's what's osur. Of course, not of course, but if it reaches a certain level where it would be the uncomfortableness, let's say, of dirt, it's very, very uncomfortable. You know, the Hagdara really is difficult to pin down in an objective way. We'll just say if you're very, very uncomfortable, you can't function, kemat, then it would be l'chayra gather of dirt, and that would be allowed, again, in cold water. Okay.